Coming from the vocalist from the Essex Green there. And we started things off with They Might Be Giants from Factory Showroom. Late in 1996. If there's something you want to hear, let me know. The chat window is at wmuc.umd.edu/spinatron. You can log in, give me a shout. Otherwise, you can always just look for me on Facebook at PatchDJ. Look for me on Twitter at PatchDJ or on Facebook at Patch and Mortimer. All right, we're going to do an announcement and then get to our second hour. You're listening to 90.5.
Introducing a new day of the week. It's called Someday. Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Want to retire someday? You'll really want this. A My Social Security account at socialsecurity.gov. You can estimate your future benefits and manage current benefits online. Millions of people have a My Social Security account. Get yours today, because someday is here at socialsecurity.gov.
The number on your dial, 90.5. The station is WMUC-FM, College Park. And we're online at wmuc.umd.edu. Check out our website if you want to find out more about the station. We have album reviews. We have concert reviews. We have a zine. There's all kinds of stuff. And we have links to our very active socials where things are always happening, particularly on TikTok and Instagram. They are very, very busy. Our social teams are always doing things. I can't keep track of it, but they do a lot of things. In the meantime, hey, my name is Patchen. You are listening to the New Indie Canon, a syllabus 25 years in the making, celebrating the very best new and independent rock, pop, folk, and more, curated for my generation and yours. Had a fun first hour. We're going to keep it going. Let's start off chill. Here's a little Belle and Sebastian.
He had a stroke at the age of 24. It could have been a brilliant career, painting lines in a school that was too well known. Painting lines with a friend who had gone before. She challenged everyone to a fight, but the people all bowed down, and they ran her out of town. 'Cause she drank and swore and spoke, at a turn she was the village joke. She had a stroke at the age of 24. It could have been a brilliant career, getting clients to finance her strategies. She's filling time in Safeway on Saturdays. She wears the clothes of an emperor, but her paintings are a sham, and they're going for a grand. When the dealers come to view, do they ever see the real?
Dutch. That's them dancing when they do the double Dutch. That's them dancing when they do the double Dutch. That's them dancing when they do the double Dutch. That's them dancing when they do the double Dutch. That's them dancing when they do the double Dutch. That's them dancing when they do the double Dutch. That's them dancing when they do the double Dutch. That's them dancing when they do the double Dutch. That's them dancing.
.5 WMUCFM College Park. Liz Phair there, the title track of off of her 1994 album Whip Smart. It was on the Capitol Record label. Before that, Grace Ives, her new album is going to be titled Girlfriend. The new single is Stupid, we'll just say Stupid Bees. It's really good, though. We had Red 5 with Space. Pretty sure I saw them perform at the Warped Tour, the second Warped Tour in the summer of 1996. That is from their collection Anthology, 1993 to 1999. And we started things off with the song that introduced me to Belle and Sebastian, It Could Have Been a Brilliant Career, off of The Boy with the Arab Strap. Of course, I then went back and discovered all of their previous work because they are that good. Let's keep it going. I already had a Velocity Girl track because Archie is selling one of his guitars that he used on a song that was used in the movie Clueless. But they also have an anniversary coming up in 2 days. On March 12th, their album Gilded Stars and Zealous Hearts, their third and final studio album, turns 30 years old. It was released in 1996 on the Sub Pop label, so I thought I'd play one off of that. This is the title track, Gilded Stars. You're listening to 90.5.
short. We've nothing to worry about anymore. But everyone around me's managed to forget that I'm the only one who hasn't gotten over this yet. Have you forgotten about the bomb?
Harvey Band there with the Mole River Shuffle, a cover of the Rankin Family Band tune. So good. Before that, Franz Ferdinand, Take Me Out. The fascists in the Trump administration used that song in one of their disgusting videos, and Franz Ferdinand, of course, objected, as any right-thinking person would. So I wanted to show a little support for them. Speaking of the Trump administration, and the just utter ruination of a war effort that they're, and diplomacy that they're trying to do, we had Barcelona, Have You Forgotten the Bomb from, 2000's 01 Infinity off the Darla label. Of course, that's a local band. They were DC, folks. And, other DC folks start us off, Velocity Girl with Gilded Stars. Once again, their album Gilded Stars and Zealous Hearts is about to turn 30 years old. All right, today is the 150th anniversary of the first telephone call, so it's time to play some more telephone songs. This one's a Death Cab song. It is the tiny telephone version of Lowell, Massachusetts, from a neat little benefit compilation, the Amos House Collection, Volume 1.
Static, no noise, turn the radio. shake, shake down. Opinions stamped on the pulp of the tabloid newsstand. Gossip that stacks at your door. Don't go holding out on me now. Don't go holding out on me now. Don't go holding out on me now. Don't go.
tired of my phone ringing. Sometimes I feel like I live in Grand Central Station. Tonight I'm not taking no calls, cause I'll be dancing.
Telephone set there for you. We started that set off there with Lowell Mass, Tiny Telephone version, Death Cab for Cutie. That's off a neat little compilation, the Amos House Collection Volume 1. It's also worth digging up the Amos House Collection Volume 2. That might even be better, actually. Hanging on the Telephone by Blondie from her Greatest Hits. And then we just had Lady Gaga featuring Beyonce with Telephone from the Fame Monster. That one, just about this time, several years ago, more than a decade ago now, getting on maybe to two decades now? More than two decades? When did that song come out? How old am I? Okay, it was definitely more than two. A decade and a half. Okay, I'm not that old. Decade and a half. 2009. Decade and a half. Wait. Math. Yeah, decade and a half. I was up in Boston, and my brother and his friends were going out, and they were going to this awesome thing. One of their friends was part of this group that basically they would do these gay takeovers of spaces, and they would turn these ordinarily straight bars into gay bars for a night. They would just descend on a bar and just transform it for a night. And they just descended on this Irish bar one night for the debut of Gaga and Beyonce's Telephone video, and just turned this Irish bar into a gay bar for a night. And it was fantastic. It was a great time. And I was there, and it was delightful. So big shout out, to, my brother Brendan for that. Big shout out to, his buddy Gil, who invited us along. And yeah, we had a great time. All right. So salute, of course, to the OG, Alexander Graham Bell, and his assistant, Thomas Watson. You guys are real ones. Anyways, this is why I should not try to do lingo. This is a song that I downloaded for the Valentine's Day show a month ago. Ran out of time to play it, but it's been sort of bothering me like a stone in the bottom of my shoe that I needed to get out, because it's such a good song. And for a while it was all you heard on the radio. And it's one of those bands, there were a number of bands that had this problem where they were metal bands and they would put out like one acoustic song that would become madly popular. And then, and then they would go nowhere because all the people who loved that one song would discover that the rest of their catalog was all heavy metal. And they wouldn't ever want to buy their albums or see their shows. And apparently Mr. Big had that problem. But this song was so good.
can't be that bad when it's through. It's through. Fake the twist of both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you.
Next to be with you.
Building
90.5 WMUC-FM College Park. Started that set off with Mr. Big, "To Be With You." I can just tell you that that song was everywhere in the spring of, if I recall correctly, I want to say spring of 1992, or early, late winter of 1992. I remember it on the eighth grade ski trip. It was like on every radio. So yeah, Mr. Big, "To Be With You." That, of course, came off their greatest hits from 2004. I'm impressed that they had enough songs to fill a greatest hits. That was ambitious. And then you just heard Stiff Little Fingers with Roaring Boys Part 2 from Tinderbox. Let's just say this. If you have ever, I say this every year, but I'll say it again for the uninitiated. If you have ever liked it when a punk band mixed in some trad music, if you've ever liked it when a punk band, you know, whipped out a tin whistle or penny whistle or the bagpipes or the illin pipes, you know, Stiff Little Fingers was pretty much where it started. And that song was one of the songs that just blew everyone's mind when it came out. And there are going to be more songs like that next week. Next week, I'm going to be doing my big St. Patrick's Day show. It's going to be 2 hours of Irish music, Celtic music of all kinds, modern Irish music, folk music, traditional music, Irish punk. You know, we're going to run the gamut. There's going to be Irish hip hop usually. It all depends on how I'm feeling that particular week. But it's going to be good. And then the week after that, God willing, will be my birthday show. If all goes according to plan. There are no guarantees in this world, of course, but if all goes according to plan, my birthday show, and ideally we will do a fun Q&A with current DJs like we have the past 2 years. That's been a lot of fun. We've brought DJs in and we've just hung out and chatted about my experiences DJing, and they've asked questions, and it's been delightful. We've talked about everything from DJing in the 90s to DJing in the 2000s to Boy Scouts to queer theory, and we've just had a good time. DJ Nalani is coming up next. Stick around for her, and I will see you next week. Carbon Leaf is coming to Baltimore this weekend. Here is a little What About Everything.
Holiday quiet on these streets, except for some stubborn leaves that didn't fall with the fall, and now they clatter in vain. Holiday sky, midnight clear, wind is high, hard to steer. Old muffler rumbles like an old fighter plane, in search of some rest, in search of a break from a life of tests, where something's always at stake, where something's always so far. What about my broken car? What about my life so far? What about my dream? What about everything? What about aeroplanes? And what about ships that drank the sea? What about the moon and stars? What about soldier battle scars and all the anger that they eat? I am not in need. Get away and come with me. Come away with me and we'll see if I was right on that night that a future was made. Before time takes each year like a knife, cuts it clear. It's school, then work, and then life that just sharpens the blade. I think about time for fun, I think about time for play, then I think about being done with no resume, with no one left to blame. What about fortune and fame? What about your love to obtain? What about the ring? What about everything? What about aeroplanes? And what about ships that drank the sea? What about the moon and stars? What about soldier battle scars and all the anger that they eat? I am not in need.
quiet on these streets, except for some reason me. The hometown harbor lights bright, the sailboats clatter in vain. Holiday sky, midnight clear, wind is high on this pier. I find it hard to complain when compared with what about? What about everything? What about aeroplanes? And what about ships that drank the sea? What about